Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Today's cattle futures markets were relatively quiet here with not a whole lot of movement going into this cattle on feed report, which is after the close. The estimates for that on feed report are 97.9% on feed of last year. That's 11.155 million heads, so slightly smaller than last year. Placements in the month of August are 99%, or 2.036 million head. Marketings are expected right at 100% of last year, or 1.892% of last year. Now, reports at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But for the closing markets, we had the live cattle lower. Not a whole terribly lot, but they were slightly lower here. 30 lower in October at 122.95. December's were down 47 at 128.15. February's 32 lower at 132.67. The feeder cattle anywhere 27 lower in September at 154.62. The October's up 50 here at 157.35. November's up 47 at 158.57. So going into this report, the markets are kind of trying to sort through what the on-feed report says today, what the cold storage, of course, the other day. Packer margins are still around $950 a head, so it's quite a bit of room there for them to support the live cattle prices going forward.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Today's grain futures markets were mixed here. We had corn down about 2 cents on the first 4 months, which put December at 526 and three quarters, down 2.5 cents. That market's really come back a lot. Got just below $5 on report day at the beginning of September, so we rallied just about 530 a few times now. The March of next year, also watching that one here at 2.5 cents lower at 534. The November beans up 0.75 cents at 1285. The Chicago wheat up about 6 in the first 3 months, while Kansas City was a half to a penny lower. December a quarter lower here at 719 3/4. July next year down 1 3/4 at 719 1/2. And the big move today came in the cotton futures. December cotton futures up 353 to settle at 95.99. That is near the highest level. It was higher one day back in August, where it went to 96.71 on August the 17th. But I've been looking around for some finite or definite news and haven't really been able to find any definite news for cotton, other than the fact that there was some foreign buyers looking to buy some U.S. cotton overnight, and that seemed to have been a spark to rally. But I haven't really heard that from any factual sources, just hearsay and from other people in the business.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. futures, and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.